Okay, Barbara, you can take it away.
Good evening, friends. We have a wonderful program tonight with David Lewis, the messenger from the Heart Center, telling about the pilgrimage to South America, to Lake Titicaca. We gladly give this class once a month just to spread the teachings of the Ascended Masters and to help those that can't get together physically to have a virtual community and encounter one another. It's probably a good idea for you to keep a pen and paper handy in case you want to take notes. We will have some time for comments and sharing later on, so be prepared to speak loudly, slowly, and clearly. Press star 6 when you want to unmute yourself. Donna has everyone muted now, and when you want to speak, you press star 6, and then when you're finished speaking, you press star 6 again to mute yourself. It's a challenge to keep track of those of you who are attending this class, but we would like to meet you. We would like to know where you're from. If you would like to meet anyone else in your area who is like-minded, please let us know. We have contacts from all over the U.S., and many feel isolated regarding New Age subjects. If you would like to stay updated on the Heart Center activities, offers, and services, updates about current happenings from the Masters, make a note to contact us, and we will put you on our regular email or snail mail list. You will hear from us every few weeks, most likely, or someone can call you if you prefer. We have a HeartShare team. Our active team members are Donna, Leela, Dee, Dwyn, Marlene, Cindy, Jennifer, Autumn, and me, Barbara. We present this class, and we are available to answer questions, find out answers, pray with you, and encourage you. If any attending this class would like to help us, please contact Donna or Barbara or any of the team members you know. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone we know of that is invited to this class. The Heart Center is composed of many people whose desire is to hold the balance of light upon the earth by first intimately knowing our God presence and discovering our reason for being, then emanating light as directed by our I Am presence. The Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background, Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. We work closely with the Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth and now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings to assist us toward our ascension. Our mission and vision are, within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's love, wisdom, teachings throughout the earth. We live in sustainable, golden, crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light, and we live and love as one. As I said earlier, we have a wonderful class tonight with David Lewis, who will give us an inspiring report on the recent pilgrimage to Lake Titicaca in Peru, plus the unique ceremony that took place on December 21st, just 6 days ago. What was all that about, and how does it affect us now? This will take place after we have an informative and inspiring meditation with the Elohim Virginia, who is the twin flame of Cyclopea. an Elohim that represents the all-seeing eye of God. As I said, you might want to keep a pen and paper handy, and if you can, use a landline with this landline phone with a speaker if possible. Then you can have your hands free, and that will enable you to move around or take notes. We will keep everyone we will keep callers muted to eliminate background noise, and we have muted you. You can unmute, like I said, by pressing *6 if you would like to share something, or if you cannot hear the class. When you're through speaking, press *6 again, and you will be muted again. During our class, we may stop and allow questions or a brief sharing of experiences. If you partake in this, please limit yourself to 3 minutes so we can finish the class on time. Then we will have a prayer request time for those who can stay for 10 to 15 minutes longer when the class is over. You are all invited to stay over at the end. Now I'm going to give an invocation to begin the class. In the name I am that I am, in the name of the mighty I Am Presence and Buddha selves of all those on this call tonight, I call to beloved Elohim, Cyclope, and Virginia, and to all the hosts of heaven to be with us, to shine their presence over us, in us, and through us, to open our minds and hearts to your wisdom, to your love, to your great strength. Give us peace and permanence and joy in your great love, dear Lord. We are so grateful for this opportunity to share this energy and this information with one another. Help us be your hands and feet and voices in the earth. In the name I Am that I Am, amen. We will now say the same prayer to Archangel Michael tonight as we have said we said at the last teleclass. Donna sent it out by email, but we didn't get it printed on the snail mail letters. If you have a copy, please repeat the prayer with me. Otherwise, just meditate and agree with the prayer as we say it. In the name of Archangel Michael, I say, O God, I am here this evening to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me, love through me, protect me and all who are on this call from all distractions, from all technical problems, and allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me, within us, to serve all life under their freedom in the light. Thank you. Amen. Now we will honor the Elohim Virginia and her twin flame Cyclopea with a song called Ode to Cyclopea and Virginia, which we also emailed to you. It is on page 119 in the songbook for those who have a Heart Center songbook. Donna's going to play this now.
Some of you will have the copy of the words to this. Those that get emails from us, you can look at the copy of the words. They're beautiful words of wisdom, and I think that they will be very meaningful to you if you attempt to sing the words with us. So here comes the song.
Thank you.
like to take a few moments to introduce Cyclopea and Virginia to you. Virginia is the Elohim of this twin flame of Cyclopea, and she will be leading this meditation. It's a wonderful meditation, and if you listen carefully and follow her instructions as she leads you in it, you will be most delighted. I'm going to let Barbara prepare you first for this meditation. She has some words about pranayama that she's going to do.
At every one of our heart share classes, we do a breathing meditation, which is called pranayama, to relax and to align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. Consider your breath as a gift and part of the Holy Spirit as we do this together, which you can do with the phone in one hand if you need to. Close your eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids. Then, with eyes closed, look upwards to that place in the center of your forehead between your eyebrows, your third eye chakra. See your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. Mother Mary has said that the Holy Spirit is of female gender. Thus, we say her when referring to the Holy Spirit. Now follow me as I say a mantra and give you instructions to breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out. Each statement is to the count of eight. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold it. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out her light. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurl. Now let's do that again. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold it. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Let's do this together one more time, and we'll breathe in our solar presence this time. Breathe in. I breathe in my solar presence. Hold it. I absorb all of his essence. Breathe out. I breathe out his light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. You are now ready to do our 12-minute meditation with Elohim Virginia. Now stay in this state of meditation while Donna brings up the Elohim Virginia and her wonderful guiding words.
Okay, just a moment.
First one, I would take you on a sacred journey of light through meditation upon the all-seeing eye of God. Place your attention now upon your third eye, that point of clear seeing, wherein you utilize higher vision. And from this nexus of light between your eyebrows, There is release now unto you a formula of perfection from the great silent watchers of our earth. This formula is unique for each one, based on their ability to cognize truth, to hold an immaculate view of self and of life itself in all realms. And this sacred pattern within the formula, composed of geometric engrams of light, affords you the opportunity, by your focus upon purity, wholeness, and the beauty and the reality of godly beingness, your own enlightenment and eternal freedom. Now we are whisked by angels of the sacred fire to the cosmic hub, wherein we perceive the all-seeing eye as it exists within God's being at a very high energetic vibration of pure light. This eye sees all that is as it already is in perfection. This eye is a great beholder of love and its manifestation throughout the cosmos. This eye sees you clearly as who you are, and raises you in perfection's gaze, the glory of your immaculate self, one with the source. Through the focused rays shining upon you, O soul, you may, through the mirror of its lens, have reflected back unto you, through your own vision, the essence of your true selfhood, as God beholds you. In this state, you are held inviolate in light. And all of the loving aspects of yourself are there for you to see and know and accept as a reality manifest now within your being. At this level of seeing, God's grace is present. And that light supports you, upholds you, and reverently seals you in this matrix with the Divine Mother Omega herself has always beheld within her sublime vision of all of her children. in this God-glorified experience of seeing yourself as God sees you, you may more easily begin to accept yourself just for who you are now, not for who you were or who you will become. In time and space. For you see, you pierce the veil into timelessness and spacelessness. And within the eternal now, there is only the you that God beholds, and which you may now accept. Focus on this immaculate being daily in a moment of silence. And between the breaths you take, between the heartbeats, the soothing elements of this state of pure beingness, pure love, pure knowing, all that is yours to claim. All that you require is yours to behold and to accept. Your pure view is the pure view of life as it is. Your vision is the victory of your eye and the signature of the ion of being, which magnetizes and draws to you every God essence and the abundant life that you deserve. You see, dearest ones, deity serves you. This is the inner meaning of deserve. You deserve the best, the most profound, the most sublime and beautiful, the most pure. For deity serves you every moment from within your heart. Now the angels return you to your earth and your body temple of light. You behold as you descend as spirit into your form. The new you is born again. In this meditation, and you are free to live abundantly evermore. Precious ones, I, Virginia, bless you as I ever behold you in the glory of God.
That is a wonderful meditation, and if you would like to hear it again, let me know and I'll explain to you how easily you can hear it again and do it. You may want to do it daily. The thought that I have after this meditation is, God created us as perfect and sees us as perfect and immaculate and pure and sees us in love, then the least we can do is the same. Anything else is less than what God has for us. Cyclopea and Virginia are the Elohim of the fifth ray, that's the green ray, of truth, healing, constancy, and the desire to precipitate the abundance of God through the immaculate concept of the Holy Virgin. Holding the focus for this all-seeing eye of God and the purity of the science of precipitation, these twin flames assist you and the elemental forms of life to precipitate the abundance of the Spirit of God into form. Cyclopea is the Elohim of vision, and his cosmic consciousness ensouls the vision of God, of the Creator. Cyclopea and Virginia focus the purity of single-eyed vision, which was lost when mankind partook of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Through the focus of the all-seeing eye of God in the third eye chakra, in the center of each one's forehead, they radiate the truth of the original divine plan for you through a single green flame in the etheric, emitting the seven color rays of the Elohim, like the rainbow. This is a focus of the purity which ennobles you through the spiraling caduceus, and the caduceus is that symbol of light. Actually, you see it in many medical places of teaching, medical schools, nursing schools, and other medical places. You will see this caduceus. But for us, it is the focus of purity which enables us through the spiraling that it has below going up into the wings, which when raised and anchored in the forehead etherically is the symbol of our winged victory and our return to wholeness. And if you have any questions about these things, stay over at the last, after we close our class, and we will talk about these things as well as honor your prayer requests. Right now, I want to read just a few words from the masters we have called the God and Goddess Meru. Our Meru University is named after them. And this little message that I'm going to just read briefly before we introduce David was given originally on October 12, 2010, and it serves as an introduction to what you're going to be hearing from David Lewis tonight. They said, "Dearest hearts, you have heard of the great shift that is occurring upon earth and of the timeliness of that which the lords of heaven are delivering through cosmic rays in all manner of sacred vibrations that are penetrating the earth's atmosphere to touch the hearts of many to turn toward their God, to face the sun, both the physical sun and your own solar presence, allowing you to receive directly through your attention the great wisdom of your higher self, of your presence, of your solar presence, of your
Oversoul, these are all names for the same thing, our Father, Mother, God. Allowing you to receive directly through your attention the great wisdom of your presence, of holy beingness, and of the eternal light within you. I now want to give you David Lewis, who is a teacher, author, and messenger for the heart-centered community, who we love very much, who will explain what the God and Goddess Maru were trying to tell us not long ago. And he will share what he learned and what the masters want us to know from his recent pilgrimage to Peru. David, if you are there, hit star 6 and take it away.
Well, thank you, Donna. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, hear you just fine.
Great. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you and thank all of the listeners for inviting me to share with you about our recent pilgrimage. It was quite an experience for all of the approximately 75 people related to the Heart Center that attended. And we had people from all over the world, including 12 people from, well, 11 from Chile, 2 from Argentina, 1 from Spain, 5 from South Africa, 6 from Sweden, 4 from Canada, and pretty much the rest from the United States. And we had an additional person that came as a result of one of our pilgrims, Warren Wallring, who's a couch surfer, speaking to a lady in Lima, who flew from Lima to the Puno area where we had a great event on the 21st. So this was quite a world event, and there were many, many other spiritual groups at Machu Picchu and various sacred valleys where we were, and also at the doorway where we had the special event on the 21st. So just as an overview, this was called A Sacred Journey to Peru and Lake Titicaca, The Torch of Illumination Has Passed. And the subtitle was Witness the Transfer of a Great Mantle of Light from the Sun to the Earth. And that is exactly what transpired on the 21st, the end of the Mayan calendar, a day that's been quite hyped up for a number of months and years. And, of course, it's not the end of the world. It is the end of a cycle, and we do feel it's a new day for all of us based on what we experienced. We had the great privilege of participating in time together from Saturday, December 15th, all the way through Saturday, December 22nd. So with the travel days on either side, there were 8 concentrated days for those who attended everything to really be in each other's company in a very unique framework of active participation in this pilgrimage. We started out flying into Lima, which is at more like sea level on the western coast of Peru. And then we rested a little bit, not very long, and we flew up to Cusco. And it's at a much higher elevation. And, of course, the elevation was taxing on some people, and we did have cases of a number of people. In fact, probably the vast majority of people having some symptoms from the higher elevation. So those of you who didn't go, you missed that. We had a beautiful gathering on Saturday, December 15th, and the first heart stream, it was very interesting. It was from the spirit of the Andes, and it was all about breathing. And, you know, the word spirit and respiration, inspiration, perspiration, all have to do with the breath. And it was interesting that in light of what many people experienced later during the journey, it was very important for us to have deep, slow, very conscious breathing in order to maintain the harmony and the presence that we required to sustain ourselves in perfect health and vitality for the rest of the journey. So it was a very interesting afternoon, evening on Saturday, and we had like three different brand new spiritual little practices that we learned and engaged in. So I'm not going to go into all the details because it would be too long tonight to really highlight everything that occurred, but we did work with our auric field. We used the color rays to visualize the light moving through the chakras, but it was different than anything we've experienced before, and it was very, very beautiful. So I look forward to hearing the replays of that and allowing you also to hear them or see them to experience what we experienced. Now, one very interesting journey that we went, a spiritual journey, was to actually go with one of the masters in a chariot of fire, and I believe it was Surya at one point. And we went up into the sky in this chariot, and then we came to the Lake Titicaca area and actually went down into and beneath the waters in this sacred chariot of fire. And we saw all the flora and the fish under the water, and then we came back up. And later there was kind of a joke because we were on Lake Titicaca, those who were able to attend that part of the pilgrimage, and the boat was going on these pretty intense waves, and we were kind of being battered, and our rear ends really took a beating. So I told people that we weren't going to go down beneath the water then, because that was just for the meditation with Surya. So one of the highlights of the trip for me was on Sunday, December 16th, we went to this area of sacred ruins, Ollantay Tambo. It's a sacred valley, and there's mountain ranges all around us, and it was raining. And we had five heart streams in a row, and I was in the very center of a circle of heart friends. And during the giving of all five of these heart streams, one after another, I was turning. And fortunately, Boyd gave me a recording device that was in my pocket and a little microphone that I could attach to my shirt. And so everything was recorded. But it was so interesting because the masters had me turning around. And it was very touching. Lord Zakiel, who's the archangel of the seventh ray, came and did a tremendous clearance. And I believe it was 10,000 legions of angels came from his retreat over Cuba and helped with this clearance of the soul of South America. It was just a tremendous thing. And there were a few people whose inner vision was open, and they saw these legions on the tiers of the terraces that you see, like when you look at pictures of Machu Picchu, you see all these beautiful green terraces stacked one above the other in rows. And so these angels were just everywhere in the sacred valley, all around us, participating in this clearance. It was a very high energetic release of light. Saint Germain gave a beautiful heart stream go ahead, Donna.
I just was exclaiming, it just sounds outstanding.
Yeah. So I'll just highlight a few more things, and if I go too long, just stop me. But
you can take the time you want.
A very touching moment was when Amazonia, who's the twin flame of Hercules, and her name is based on, you know, the Amazon, she, as I was turning around, delivering her beautiful motherly message, she had me stop and turn back toward our guide, Jorge Luis Delgado, who is a very, very spiritual man, and he wrote a book called Andean Awakening, an Inca Guide to Mystical Peru, which we have copies of, and we will be uploading them onto our website for sale. And it's a story of his awakening, and it's 1795. So we'll have that up in within a week or so for people to purchase. We brought back, I believe, 15 copies. Anyway, she turned and just faced him, and said that the rain that we were experiencing was from the tears of the divine feminine beings in heaven who so loved him for the sacred work that he was doing and honored his presence in her midst. It was very touching, and he started crying, and I started just about crying, and it was just beautiful. And then Clara Louise Kenninger came, and she was the first mother of the flame in the Sun of Lighthouse activity. And she asked all the couples that were there to come in the center of the circle, and they all received a blessing. And then everyone received a blessing with their soulmate or twin flame. So that was a very, very wonderful afternoon on the second day of our time together. We then went to Machu Picchu, which is one of the major reasons why many people, I believe, came on this pilgrimage, in addition to experiencing what we would later at Lake Titicaca, because Machu Picchu is one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. And, you know, anybody who's seen images of it are just amazed. But it's built over this outcropping of rock that underneath is basically a huge reservoir of crystal. So there's crystal in the mountain. And people talk about it being a very high energetic center or power point on the earth, and that the crystals beneath Machu Picchu actually amplify everything. They amplify everything within us, our light, hopefully, and our feelings, our thoughts. And so it's important to have positive, beautiful, divine thoughts when you're there, because they are amplified. It is one of the most magnificent places I have ever visited, if not the most. And it was just an amazing experience to be high up in the mountains and to see these very high peaks all around us. And each one is like a sacred peak to the Incas, 12 in number and more. So we hiked all over the ruins, what's left of the city, which was very consciously built, and the people there call themselves the Children of the Sun. And in light of all of our focus and emphasis on the sun with the Vestas Solar Rosary that we've been giving recently, this was very, very meaningful to us, and of course we all cherished our time there in the high Andean heights. There were a number of heart streams, and realized that many of these were outside. All the ones on the second day, December 16th, were outside. The ones on, at Machu Picchu were outside. And then we were there for the next morning also. I believe some of them there were inside. But we had 29 different heart streams. There were 24 on the program, and we had an additional one from the Great Divine Director at the actual time of the summer solstice in the south. That would have been the winter solstice up here in the north, the northern hemisphere. At 6:12 a.m. on 12/21 was the actual moving of the sun into Capricorn. So the Great Divine Director came later at Lake Titicaca and gave that. And then we had four other heart streams that were not part of the original program, from Lord Krishna and Shiva, Eastern deities. And then on Sunday 23rd, for those that were still there, Peter Dunoff and Omram Mikhail Ivanov dictated, right after we had done the Panurythmi together. It was very, very beautiful, very touching messages from both masters. So I like to share that Jorge Luis Delgado is a very beautiful soul. We made a deep connection with him. He was our guide throughout the trip. He owns four hotels, and these hotels are worth millions of dollars. And so the masters called on him at one point to share with us what it means to be a very spiritual person while also having great wealth and attainment in the world. And basically, he said it all boiled down to love and service, and that was amazing. And what we heard over and over was their threefold flame that the ancient Incas celebrated was wisdom and love and service. So it sounds like our threefold flame, wisdom, the yellow, love, the pink, and service, blue, which is work, which is love and action. So he just mentioned these concepts over and over, probably a dozen times during our trip. It was so beautiful to hear those concepts. Now, one thing that I think you'll all be interested in is that Fortuna came, and she's called the goddess of supply. And on Wednesday, December 19th, she gave us keys to our new abundant life. And first of all, she said that she gave us five keys. First one was knowing the sun. Very interesting, knowing the sun. Now, it was S-U-N, but I believe that that could also be interpreted as S-O-N because the Son of God, the living Christ, the Logos, Jesus as an example of that perfect Christ being. Know the Son. Second was about receiving and giving. And she consciously said first that we had to learn how to receive before we could give, and that was key. Because we receive light from the sun and from God, from our source, before we're able to give it. The third was sharing your truth and the Ascended Master's teachings. Sharing your truth. So each person has a message to provide, to give. And this was a key to the abundant life, was sharing our truth. And remember, the green ray of truth is also, or truth is on the green ray, which is part of abundance. So it makes sense. The fourth was allowing others to be who they are. Allowing others to be who they are. And I think that this has a double meaning. It means that we accept people for who they are, where they are right now, without judging them. And it also means allowing others to be who they truly are, which is their I Am presence, their real self. So isn't that interesting? Allowing others to be who they are. And the fifth was accepting the world as it is. And she expounded upon that a little bit by saying that often people kind of kick against the pricks of what's going on in the world, and this creates a lot of stress and anxiety in their being, seeing, let's say, if they have a certain political view of the world and they don't like what's going on with the various political parties or what's going on. You know, we can choose to live above and beyond all the drama, the weirdness, and the violence that we see in the world. We can choose to live above that. So accepting the world as it is, in one sense, and then accepting it as it truly is, as heaven and potential, I believe is another kind of secret essence of what she was sharing. Now, she asked us all to say, my new abundant life is manifesting now as, and then we could complete that. So we meditated for a few minutes, and then many people shared, and they were beautiful sharings of all manner of their vision of what they would like to see occur in their life. So you can write that down. My new abundant life is manifesting now as, or in the following way. And then you just list what it is. And this can be kind of an alchemy for magnetizing and drawing forth what you truly desire in your world so that you can live a more conscious and beautiful life. Now, I have to say, there was one time when we had dinner at Machu Picchu, and this beautiful kind of the entryway turned into a restaurant area of the hotel, one of the four hotels that Jorge Luis Delgado owned. It was a very, very sacred meal, and Boyd Batten was able to access some teachings of Charles Ledbetter, who was a visionary in the Theosophical movement, and he could see with his you know, inner eye. And he did these Akashic readings, basically, of life in that area of Peru even before the Incas. And it was a golden age civilization. And I read, and then I kind of was going on for many minutes at a very high volume, so I asked Claire to read, and then finally Boyd read again from this amazing revelation through Charles Ledbetter. And it gave us even more insights into the ancient cultures, even before the Incas, of how there was this amazing city of light. And even in that teaching, Ledbetter talked about the fact that they were called the children of the sun. So the Incas actually were remembering from cultures before them what these great, this great solar civilization held in the hearts and minds of those who were the inhabitants of it, you know, thousands of years even before what's accepted to be the time of the Incas, which is, I believe, in the 15th century. It says Machu Picchu was built around 1450 at the height of the Inca Empire, according to Wikipedia. So let me just highlight a few other things. You know, we had many times together where we shared, and one of the most intimate for me was on a bus when we were coming back to our hotel on Lake Titicaca, where we just shared what we loved about the pilgrimage, and it was so touching. We heard from each person on the bus. It was beautiful. And it really, almost everybody talked about love. There was so much love shared during this event. It was just miraculous. Now, I know that you've all been waiting to hear what really happened on December 21st. Mm-hmm. And we had three major heart streams: God and Goddess Meru, then Helios and Vesta, and then Mighty Victory. The God and Goddess Meru placed this capstone of the mind of God on this beautiful pyramid of light that was there hovering in the atmosphere, and it symbolized much for us of our own higher mind. But to me, the preeminent heart stream of the entire pilgrimage was Helios and Vesta, our vision of a new world of light. And this message was just under 15 minutes long, and it was the one in which the mantle of light, the new mantle given to the God and Goddess Meru, who ascended to the sun, was provided. And that mantle was like the light of 10,000 suns, they said, shining upon them. Then the mantle was draped upon Claire de Lee and Lonello, who took their place at Lake Titicaca as the new hierarchs of that sacred etheric retreat of the Flame of Illumination. And then we all received the mantle, including those throughout the earth, including you all, who could feel and receive it based on your spiritual commitment to the path of light. And it was just this beautiful, amazing descent of light upon us. And I look forward to you all hearing that dictation. There are so many keys within it. At the beginning, they just shared so much beautiful teaching. And then suddenly there was this energetic increase in their voice and the volume of their voice as these mantles were descending. And it was just an amazing experience. We were at the sacred doorway that Jorge Luis Delgado himself rediscovered a number of years ago. And since that time, many pilgrims come to Peru having either heard about him or heard about this sacred place, and they go and stand in this doorway. And I think you may have seen it if you've looked at our website and some of the images of the pilgrimage. So those are some of the highlights. I'm sure that many of the pilgrims have much more to share. On the 21st, 6 days ago, a few of our heart friends got together and sent out an email to our greater email list highlighting some of what transpired, and you can, I won't read all that right now, but there were some very, very beautiful messages, and actually what Fortuna said was in there. Know the sun, consciously and lovingly receive and give, share your wisdom and the higher teachings with others, accept others as they are, accept the world as it is. And, oh, it says, David renamed us all now as divine smilers. So what I'd like to do is just go ahead and turn it back to Donna, and anything else you'd like to ask, you know, feel free, and I'll do my best to help with this call.
Oh, thank you. I do have a few questions that have come from newer people that had heard a lot about December 21st, and they did not know exactly how to interpret it. But one of the questions was, how will we change physically and spiritually in this new cycle we are going into?
Great. Well, basically, I feel that we are rising into a new level of what I would call solar consciousness. And we are, just as these mantles of light were draped upon these other higher beings and upon us, it's incumbent upon us to accept the radiance from the sun, the physical sun as well as the spiritual sun, and our own solar presence. So we are becoming more aligned with our divine nature, which is inside of us. Remember, Jesus said the kingdom of God is within. Well, if that's true, you know, have we truly accessed it? I think we're in the process of accessing that more and more and discovering what it means. The kingdom of God, the consciousness of God is within us. So as we focus through meditation and prayer, through deep devotion, praise, thanksgiving, and adoration of God, the one source of all life in the universe, and as we feel God's presence within us, we will be able to carry more light. Jesus said, you know, don't hide your light under a bushel. Shine forth your light. So that's what we're meant to do now, is to shine forth our light. When others see that glory of our soul and the beautiful aura of light around us, our own halo, they will come to us to discover what's special, and then we can share with them these universal truths that we've learned through our study and our becoming of that light. So every day is an opportunity. And yes, 12/21/12 was special because it aligns with the Julian calendar with these special numbers and the end of the Mayan calendar. But really, every day is special. Every dawn and every sunrise is special, and a new opportunity for us to become one with our source, merge with our divine presence, and live in the light and share and shine forth that light. So that really is the meaning of it. There shouldn't be any hype that it's the end of the world. It's the end of the old world of the old us, and an opportunity to embrace the new us, the Christed us, the living, beautiful us, fully in our presence.
Another question that we have from one of the people that wrote to me was, will bad things continue to happen on this planet even now? And is there something we can do to prevent bad things from happening?
Well, of course, bad things will continue happening as long as there are people on the earth who don't understand who they are. But they are God's children. They are God's offspring. They are sons and daughters of God. And they've forgotten that deep inner mystery and knowledge. So when they are awakened by hook or by crook, one way or another, they will come into the realization that there's no sense in there being any picturing of violence or destruction or anything evil. And it's going to take a lot to awaken everyone on earth because not everybody's awake. So how do we do this? We awaken ourselves first, and we take responsibility for who we are first and foremost, and we work on ourselves every day to refine ourselves, to be more Christly, more saintly, more divine. We continue to transmute within our own beings and worlds every last vestige of ego, selfishness, anything that provides a sense of our separation from God. And the more we are aligned with our God presence and with the true us, the easier time we will have in being that joyous, divinely inspired individual that we have always been in the eyes of God and meant to be in our picture in our life. So it all begins with us. We've heard that saying, we must be the change that we desire to see in the world. So to help the world, we have to, through enlightened self-interest, do all that we can do to perfect ourselves and to have our hearts beating one with God's heart, have our minds aligned with the mind of God. Jesus said, let that mind be in you, which is in, actually I think it was Paul said, let that mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. And that our wills are aligned with God's will. So we have the pink, the yellow, and the blue. When we, like Jesus, say, not my will, but thine be done, and then we listen and obey the inner voice, then everything comes to fruition, and no matter what's going on in the outside world, we will be living in our integrity, and then we will actually have a different view of the world, and the world becomes more beautiful because we have seen it from a new level of its divine beauty. Remember, God's eyes are too pure to behold iniquity. Well, maybe we should try to use God's eyes through our lens, the lens of our vision, because if God is beholding everything in its perfect immaculate state, as we just heard in the meditation encyclopedia or from Virginia before this, you know, this time of sharing, then maybe we should choose, we can choose to do the same thing. So if we are doing that, we begin to see less and less of the evils in the world, and we begin to simultaneously embrace all the beautiful things, and we focus on that. We see that more and more. We don't necessarily watch a lot of TV or read all the newspapers, which bring us down. We create our own good news, the gospel, through sharing the good word of truth with many people. And we do that conscientiously and consciously by our lives lived to the glory of God, where we magnify the Lord in our every moment of our lives.
Wow, that's wonderful. You've pretty much answered most of the questions, but one other question here, maybe you could elaborate on a little more, is what should we visualize and how should we do it? My one person who is also concerned about what it is the masters see the world becoming.
Well, everything that is beautiful and clear and true and divine, and I just think of nature when I see those words. I think of how beautiful nature is in its pristine state. And anybody who's walked in nature in the forests or climbed mountains or swum in crystal clear waters, you know, the aqua teal waters without any pollution, this is what we can visualize the world becoming again. Unpolluted by man's thoughts and feelings that are not divine, and by all the physical pollutants and things. Visualize the world as maybe it was right after the allegorical 7 days of creation, the 6 days of creation and the 7th day of rest. visualize that world that's so beautiful and teeming with fresh new life, with people that are conscious, that love one another as God loves us, and that have realized their calling because they have accessed the truth within, and therefore they see within the outer world, the beauty of the divine light everywhere. And one way to do this is to read the book of Revelation, the part where it speaks of the New Jerusalem, the holy city, descending from God out of heaven, adorned as her bride, as a bride for, you know, adorned the bride for the bridegroom, for her husband. So what is that holy city? It's really the perfect divine state of beingness that we can enter when we are one with God and when we have made right choices and we live virtuous and loving lives, where we honor each person for who they are, we give and we receive righteously, and we offer ourselves to the divine cause on a daily basis. Not just something we do on Sundays. We're involved in God's affairs 24/7, really. So when we can rise into this new level of consciousness by beholding what the holy city really represents as the city of light, in which both the Lord Jesus and many other saints, east and west, abide, who have also risen to be in that level of consciousness that is pure and holy, then we can abide in that pure state of understanding and beingness. So what I like to visualize is a beautiful world, like you're looking at planet Earth from outside the Earth, and it's spinning gently in the orbit around the sun, and the oceans are just pure blue. The lands and all the continents and all the nations are really just one people everywhere. And we are all people of God. We're people of love. We're conscious beings upon Earth who understand our contact and unity with our source, with God, and that we make right choices. And so the Earth as a whole has become pristine again and perfect. And, you know, Jesus said, "Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." I don't think we have to put off till after we are gone trying to create heaven on earth. I mean, if Jesus in his beautiful Our Father or Lord's Prayer that he gave as an example of perfect prayer said, "Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven," then it's our obligation to make it so by our work. So therefore, it's possible to have the kingdom of God upon earth. Otherwise, Jesus wouldn't have said it. So it's not something that we just see at a future time after we're deceased. Let's make it happen now by creating a new garden paradise across the earth where we all are involved in growing beautiful organic food in our own gardens, where we spend as much time in nature as possible out in the golden sunlight, and that we work with the earth consciously. We don't pollute it. We do everything we can to restore its native processes and the vitality that God embedded within it in the beginning. So that's what I like to visualize.
That's wonderful. That is such an inspiration to me. The only other thing I could ask here, and although you pretty much covered it, but if you have anything more to say on this, one person asked, what spiritual tools will help us to focus on God and maintain this connection daily? And I think maybe you could mention what the Heart Center webpage and homepage and activities in the community offer too.
Well, I believe meditation is very key. You know, we do a lot of conscious spoken prayer called decrees, and we sing a lot of songs, and we do a lot of prayer work in our heart center, and this is very good to help people all across the earth by anchoring that light in the physical plane. For our own personal spiritual development, I believe silence and a time of stillness through meditation is so important. You know, Jesus went into the wilderness for 40 days, and Buddha meditated under the Bo tree, the Bodhi tree, for 40 days. And there's a lot of symbology here. It takes, 40 weeks for a child in the womb to develop? And it's kind of an inner silence at that time. We all require this time of meditation upon God and upon what God would have us do. Jesus and Buddha received their commissions and their calling during those times for all of the beautiful teachings that they would present to the world, and the healings that Jesus would do, and the forgiving and the amazing alchemies of that he performed with turning water to wine, walking on water, etc. So if Jesus could do it through this time of silence and meditation and oneness with God and talking to God, conversing with God daily, we can do likewise. You know, he went up to the Sermon on the Mount. He went up into meditation in the Mount of Olives. There's these, you know, Moses went on to the Mount Sinai. And the Ark was left on Mount Ararat. There's something about these mountain heights, even the Andes, they're special. So we have to climb the highest mountain of our own awareness. And this is where I believe, one with God, we will access everything that is essential for us to make the biggest impact on the world spiritually. On the Heart Center website, we have daily broadcasts in the morning, currently from 7 to 9:30 a.m. Mountain Time, where we do a lot of prayer work and singing and praising. We play a message from the Masters, or if I'm available, we have a live message. On Mondays and Thursdays, we've been having numerous people within and without the Heart Center Movement sharing for 15 minutes snippets of what is meaningful in their life, on their path. These have all been wonderful sharings. I believe that the most important thing, though, is love, service, and study of the sacred scriptures and of communion directly with God in our own higher presence through this time of stillness and silence, and really living in that presence, walking the talk by living in the eternal now, right here, and not leaving off till tomorrow what we can do today.
Wonderful, David. I am so grateful for the time that you have spent with us tonight. I'm sure we'll have a lot of people exclaiming, and I always get lots of emails and phone calls after our class, but I know we will tonight. And I will let you go now. You've been on for quite a while, and we're going to take a prayer time for those people who have personal requests or want any further discussion or help, or would like to know a little bit more about our website. So we will let you go, and we thank you so, so much for giving of your time and this wonderful, wonderful exploration of your experience in Peru. It's just, I'm reeling. So thank you again, and we will continue to pray for you as you serve so wonderfully as an example to all of us.
Well, thank you, Donna, and I'd like to thank you personally. I know you paid for the entire pilgrimage and you weren't able to go, and because of your gift, we were able to sponsor another person. In fact, because of some other folks that weren't able to go who paid, plus yours, two people from Sweden came who weren't originally going to come. They're very, very precious souls to Masters, to me personally, and to our Heart Center, Runa and Marita Hagen. And so they came, and It was quite an experience for them. And, you know, your presence, your love was present with us because I know you were there in spirit. And I know you received your portion of the mantle. And we just honor you and your sacred work during these teleconferences and all that you do personally to nurture so many souls through the sacred mission and life calling that you have as both a minister, owner of a health food store, and a former nurse, and you're still nurturing and nursing people in so many ways on a daily basis. And we all love you, appreciate you, and thank you for all of your givingness, your prayers, your all the sacrifices you make, which I know you don't even consider sacrifices. They're just the nature of the way you live as a very beautiful example to all of us of a mother spirit and a holy daughter of God. So thank you, Donna. And I'll mute now and sign off. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to seal the class tonight, and then you may all go unless you would like to stay with us and pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit, we call upon all of the masters who were there in Peru who are now with us tonight, and we thank you for your presence, your direction, your correction, your perfection, and your protection of all of us. We thank you for caring for us physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and psychologically, and we know that you will continue with us throughout this week in our every efforts. May we not forget these things that David shared that are so important. May we not forget to meditate daily, to get into the scriptures, to, if possible, join with others that we are one with in the morning broadcasts or any time that you can. Be sure and contact us, all of you who are there, because the angels are surrounding you now, and we thank them again. Amen. Okay, any of you that would like to stay, I'm going to take prayer requests from first, and then if you have questions also, feel free to bring them up after you give your prayer request.
Oh, hello, Donna. Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Lola.
Hi, Lola.
Yeah, we entered a little bit late, myself and Deanna. It was a wonderful heart center conference tonight. I just want to thank you and everybody on the line for your continued prayers for us. Things are a lot better. I'm settling with my practice, and the patients are being helped, and, you know, our things are coming together. So I want to thank you for that. And then my sister got better. She's spending some time with her boyfriend in Cape Cod. So she's doing better. She's not sick anymore. So I want to thank you. And thank you for always praying for, you know, about my mother. I feel her spirit every day. And I really appreciate you always reaching out to us. It means a lot to us. Thank you. And Deanna's here, too. And she enjoyed the conference as well.
Oh, good. Hi, Deanna. I wanted to just to tell you, I have these wonderful afghans that your mother made for me. And we just think of her so often as we use these. So I will always be aware of her wonderful presence.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Anybody else like to share or like to give a prayer request that we can honor tonight? Just hit star 6.
Hi, Donna. This is Marion Schradel. I'm in Seattle, Washington.
Oh, hi, Marion.
I don't know how I got this, your email, but it's been wonderful. It's one of those kind of things. I would like to ask two things. A prayer request for my daughter. Do you want her name?
What's your first name?
Jean, J-E-A-N.
Okay.
And what else do you want to know?
Anything that you would like us to pray for Jean in particular?
She is in a very emotionally abusive marriage and has been for 20-some years. and it's taking a toll on her health. She has an autoimmune deficiency, which they sometimes classify as lupus. But she's, I see it's taking a toll on her physically and emotionally, and she has a beautiful soul. But I would like some prayer help with her. If I could, I would really appreciate it.
Yes, we certainly will pray for Jean.
Thank you so
Marian.
Much. And I would, before I get off, I'd like to get your website so maybe I could tune into some of the morning prayers. I don't have your website address or how
okay.
to.
It's very, very easy to. Our website address is just simply Hearts, HEARTS, Center.org.
Okay. And I go there, and then I can just follow into the prayers. Is that correct?
When you go there, scroll down a little bit. On your right, you will see a dancing icon, and it'll have the name of the person who is presenting the broadcast that morning.
Mm-hmm.
So you can click on that, and it'll take you to the next screen. And up at the top, you'll see a little blue line that says, I think it says listen, or anyhow, you'll see the little line up at the top, and just click on that, and it'll take you right to the broadcast.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much, and thank you for all that everyone has shared tonight. And I'm very grateful.
Now, if
so,
you have any,
pardon me,
be sure and call me if you have any problems getting on the broadcast. Just
thank
call
you.
Me
I
up.
Will. And your number is the number at the bottom. Of the screen.
Of the invitation that you received, right. It's
712-432-0075, that number?
It's 903-885.
Oh, 903. I see it now, yes. It's on
okay.
my screen now. Thank you, Donna, and I'm going to hang up now because I have to go a bit, but thank you all so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for sharing.
Yes. Good night.
Good night. So would anybody else like to hit *6 and share with us?
Donna, this is Marlene.
Hi, Marlene.
Hi. I just wanted to ask for prayers as I am moving from one home to another, that I get it done. And
I know this is a tremendous challenge, and it's also, Marlene, I just sense that it's got to be a tremendous adjustment after what you have had. And I just know that God's grace is with you, and he has many things to bless you through this that you will see as you go along. But yes, we will certainly pray for you that you will get this done and that you will have great peace.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Okay. Any other prayer requests from anybody? Just hit *6.
This is Carlene Tagstrom in Sioux City, Iowa.
Hi, Carlene.
Just a minute. I'd like prayers for my health.
All right.
So that I want to live in my body quite a long time yet. I have lots of work to do, both physical and spiritual. And so I'd like to have prayers for my health.
All right. And are you going through any challenges right now?
Well, both my heart and my kidneys are not working as well as they should, and so I really need prayers for healing for them.
Heart and kidneys, okay. Do be sure you're only drinking pure water. You're not drinking any coffee or tea unless it's an herb tea that you know works for you.
Oh, I do drink coffee, a couple cups a day. But
I would get off of that, and maybe if it's hard to get off of it, quickly water it down a little bit, get down to one cup and then just a half a cup. See if you can get off of it altogether. The caffeine in coffee constricts your blood vessels in your kidneys, and it can constrict the blood vessels around your heart also.
Mm. Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It's not, and it also stimulates you above what your body would normally do. If your body is not acting stimulated naturally, you don't want to force it by drinking anything with caffeine in it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And another thing is most coffee, unless it's organically grown, has been raised on the same ground, the same earth, over and over and over again. And the only way they can get it to grow is to pour lots of pesticides, herbicides, and nitrates and nitrites on it. So coffee is not a very pure thing to drink.
For goodness sake, I didn't know that. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And we will certainly all pray for you for that, for your kidneys and your heart, and for you to get off of any caffeine and just on pure water. That's the best.
Thank you very much. I'm very grateful.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi,
anybody else?
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
This is Anna.
Yes, I hear you. This is Anna.
Yes, dear. How are you?
I'm okay. And how are you?
I've just been having a health challenge for the last almost 2 weeks. I had a viral infection. I don't know where I got it from. And it doesn't go away no matter what I do. It keeps lingering in there and doesn't heal. And just kind of worries me because I'm pretty normal, pretty good healing myself. So I just
Let me make one suggestion for you, Anna.
Yeah.
If you, at the end of the day, will take either a half a teaspoon of baking soda in about 4 ounces of warm water, that will help alkalize your system so that the virus can't continue to grow.
Okay.
And that's important to do at nighttime because during the night while you're sleeping is the time when your body is trying to heal itself.
Uh-huh.
The other thing is it would be helpful for you if you could blend in your blender some cilantro, and you could blend it in some apple juice. Blend some cilantro in apple juice in your blender and drink it. Drink 1 or 2 cups a day. That will also help to pull toxins out and discourage the virus.
Oh, thank you. How much apple juice and how much cilantro?
Well, I would get a bunch of cilantro. I use 2 bunches of cilantro, but that might seem like too much. At least 1 bunch of cilantro, and you can get a frozen can of apple juice. And I use just half of a can of apple juice, but you can use the whole can if you want to change the flavor. And you can add an extra water to it so that it doesn't have so much sugar in it. But that's very palatable, and it's very helpful. Cilantro pulls the heavy metals out of your body as well as discouraging the virus.
Oh, thank you.
That's helpful.
I didn't know that. Thank you.
Be careful right now not to eat any refined foods like refined flour and refined sugar and anything white. Avoid for the most part.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. We will certainly pray.
And two teaspoons of baking soda.
One half a teaspoon of baking soda every night.
One half of a teaspoon. Okay.
In about 4 ounces of warm water.
4 ounces. Okay. Half a teaspoon. Okay.
Good. Let me know how you do.
Okay.
And
God bless you for everything you do for all of us. Many blessings in return. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
God bless.
Do we have anybody else that wants to hit the phone sick? Yes.
Donna, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, this is Karen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. This is Karen from New Jersey. And Karen from New Jersey.
Yes.
And I am calling for my friend who is a minister.
Uh-huh.
She has to step down from her position this Sunday because of her illness. She has both lupus and diabetes. She's just been diagnosed. She also has to go for brain tests because she's having issues with her brain. So I would like to pray for her.
Yes. What is her name?
Her name is Patty.
Patty, okay.
Yeah.
And where was she a minister?
For the United Methodist Church in Voorhees, New Jersey.
Okay, in Voorhees, New Jersey. All right. We will certainly be praying for her. That's a lot of physical stuff to face all at once.
Oh, she's amazing. She really is. She's tremendous. She emanates, you know, the light of Christ, and, you know, she just continues to go on and gives the glory to God, and it's really beautiful, but she has suffered much.
What an example she must be to you.
She's tremendous. She truly is. Yes, she's quite an example.
Okay, we will pray for Patty, who is stepping down from the United Methodist Church and now having to deal with lupus and diabetes and a brain test.
Yes. Thank you so much. And Donna, thank you so much for all that you do. You have helped me so much. You're a tremendous blessing as well.
Well, thank you. I thank you very much, Karen.
Okay. I'm going to go now.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Do we have any more callers for star 6?
Donna?
Yes.
Oh, Donna, this is Joyce. I want to thank... Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, thank you so much for the whole evening with David and all the information about Machu Picchu and the Incas, and it was wonderful to hear it, and I felt at times I could almost be there or see it, you know, and I want to thank you for all the prayers you've done for my family through the years and for me, and it's a blessing to know you and to be connected to all the wonderful people who call in, and just want to ask you to also know that I've been praying for your daughter too. I believe you have two daughters and a son, and just thank you. That's all.
You're so welcome, and we will pray for you, Joyce.
Thank you.
We keep you in our prayers. We know that God is going to keep you here as long as he wants you to, and you're a miracle person. So thank you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
This is Carol, Donna, beloved Donna.
Hi, Carol.
I've been writing down the prayer requests that we've been hearing, and we'll continue to pray tomorrow night when we get together for community prayer.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Thank you for
and Carol, since you're here, and I'm not sure how many of our Heart Share team members are back, maybe you could take a couple of these prayer requests. We usually divide them up, and I think it's time now where we'd better do that. So, Barbara, are you still there? If you're still there, come on and let me know. And Marlene, if you're still there, and Dwayne, if you're there, or if any of the team is there, I will divide these up right now.
Cindy's here.
Barbara's here still.
Okay. Barbara, good. Okay. Barbara, if you will take Lola and Shola. Shola is still recuperating from her illness in Cape Cod. And if you would also take Marion, whose daughter Jean is going through an abusive situation in her marriage, as well as dealing with autoimmune problems, especially lupus. So if you could take those three things, I will take Marlene, and
Donna.
I'll take Carlene and Anna. And did somebody else say that they were there that could pray?
Yes, Cindy.
Oh, Cindy.
Yes.
Cindy. I will give you Anna and Karen.
Okay.
Anna and Karen. Did you get those written down?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay, good. And then, Carol, if you could stay on and pray for Joyce and for anything else that we may have missed or that comes to your mind, that would be great, and then I'll seal it. Okay, Barbara, you can start.
Oh, beloved Father, Mother God,
we are so grateful for Lola and Shola and their ministry in their medical practice. We are grateful for their tireless devotion to their patients and to their art. We are grateful that for the healing of Shola, who is recuperating and improving daily, and we see her well and healthy and working together with her sister Lola and touching many people's lives in many positive ways and continuing with their healing practice. We are grateful for their presence, for all that they are and all that they do. And we seal them in light, light, light. We call to beloved Mother Mary and to beloved Kuan Yin and to beloved Lady Master Meta to wrap their arms around Marian's daughter, Jean, to heal her heart, to heal her soul, to help her feel her own worthiness, to stand up and be the person that God desires her to be. Help her to cope in creative and loving ways in her marriage. And we pray for her husband, for him to become enlightened, and for his heart to open, for them to revitalize and renew and reinvent their marriage in the model of the Holy Family. We pray for healing for them at the soul level, and we call to Archangel Raphael and Mary's angels to fill their home and their lives with your presence. We call also for the healing of Jean's health and for the best protocols to deal with her autoimmune problems, that she find renewed vigor and purpose and desire to thrive in her life. We are so grateful for your conscious daily involvement with us, and we know that God's love is the most important thing of all. Help us radiate that in all we think and do and say. We are grateful for Jean and for Marian and for all our heart friends around the world. Amen.
Thank you, Barbara. Okay, I'm going
to
pray for Marlene and
Carlene.
Marlene
too?
I'll take Marlene.
Okay.
Yeah. Beloved Father, Mother God of Marlene, may she experience and know your wonderful comfort as she goes through this major adjustment in her life right now of leaving the big house with all of the memories that she's had there and moving to the smaller home and dealing with her financial challenges at this time. We pray that you would give Marlene a great sense of peace and adventure as she moves into this next step that God knows she's ready for, because he always has wonderful things for us to learn when there are changes in the cycle that we are going into. May Marlene have a wonderful experience with Linda. May the questions and solutions arise. The solutions come around for this horse situation that they have and for all the other adjustments that go with moving and downsizing that they are doing right now. Give her the strength, the ambition, the desire to see exactly what you have for her as they move into this smaller home. May the home be blessed with your angels and your peace and joy and harmony in every room. And may Marlene, we particularly pray, be confident in the knowledge of your care for her above and beyond what she can even imagine. We pray tonight for Carlene Tagstrom, who is dealing with heart and kidney problems. We pray for her to be very aware of how to take care of herself, give her the insights and the wisdom in loving her body and thanking you for it, every aspect of her body. We thank you, God, right now for her heart and her kidneys and for keeping her with us for whatever else it is you have for her to do there in Iowa. We pray that she will be a continual encouragement also to Lois and other members of her family and her neighbors. We thank you for the faithfulness that she has had in her own life and her walk with you. May she continue to be an example to everyone. We ask these things in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, and the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit for both Marlene and for Carlene tonight. May they experience your upliftment throughout the week. Amen. Cindy, go ahead.
In the name of the Father, Mother, God of Anna, who's experiencing a lingering infection that she's not used to having to deal with health issues, because she's a vibrant, loving soul, that she realizes that to also take care of her own body with the baking soda and the water, and that beloved Mother Mary and Raphael and the angels surround her now and charge your cosmic light of healing into her body to make the infection dissipate, be transmuted, and that she soon will radiate pure health and joy that is her Father, Mother, Source. We pray tonight that this will happen soon. We thank the cosmic help that is happening right now. Amen. Also, like to, in the name I Am, Thy Am, call forth the light to Patty, who's going through some very difficult times in New Jersey, that she accepts that she has to step down from her ministry, and that she has acceptance of this, and that her lupus and her diabetes gets under control, and that she's realizes she's in God's hands, and that she's at peace with all that her tests that are happening right now, her physical tests, and that her brain is also will heal. Oh, beloved Father, Mother, God, we ask for this blessing, this healing, to beloved Patty, a sister of the light, and a good friend of Karen's. We thank you for hearing our calls. Amen. Also, I'd like to pray for beloved Donna. Donna, who's such an inspiration to all of us, is going through some throat issues, and she just had some tests done, and I'm not sure just how the tests went. But Father, Mother, God, oh, how I pray for our beloved Donna to be healed and whole again in every aspect of her physical body, and that she is out of any pain or any suffering, and that instead of just saying okay, she says, I'm great. I know she's great anyhow, but just her physical health that she deals with on a daily basis. So I pray for you, beloved Donna, for Mother Mary and Raphael and all the healing angels to be with you now to bring about God perfection in your physical body. Amen.
Thank you, Cindy. Carol?
Amen and amen and hallelujah. I second that prayer, Cindy. Oh, Lord, we are grateful for being in the community of the saints. And as we continue our invocation, specifically for our friend Joyce, we accept that all things are possible in God, and that no person can tell us when our time on earth is up. We request an infusion of the light that is pouring forth in this new cycle to be that healing light that strengthens Joyce's heart, her digestive system, that allows the organs of her body to be restored as she works on her diet so faithfully and her exercise. We pray for the balancing and the healing of her four lower bodies and her desire to be a blessing to her family, to her community. We thank you for her love of her family in heaven, her love of the saints and the angels. And we thank you that her home, at her request, is filled with the presence of angels. We pray for the victory of all aspects of her relationships with her family, her daughter, her son-in-law, her grandchildren and great-grandchildren, O Lord. Let her be the anchor. Let her be the example. Let her continue to pour forth the love of God through her being to those in her family and through her commitment to the application of the violet flame to Hanover Park and all of the Chicago area. We thank you for her desire to be a member of our community in Chicago and her constancy in praying with us weekly for the specific issues in this area. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this precious and talented soul. And we ask for a raising of her faith and belief in the power of God to restore aspects of her physical form, her vision, even as we pray tonight, all of us, for the pure vision of the all-seeing eye of God. Through the assistance of Virginia Encyclopedia, we do ask for the clearing of her physical vision according to thy will, O Lord, claiming again that all things are possible. Give us the faith, we accept the faith, to believe in every prayer that has been uttered tonight, and we will continue to hold our heart friends on our prayer list and those we've heard of tonight in our hearts for their victory and our own. Amen.
And Father, Mother, and beloved masters and angels and all cosmic beings who have been with us tonight, we now ask for your sealing. We ask for your help for all the unspoken requests that we know everyone must have. May each heart and soul feel and know your presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Good night, everybody. We'll be in touch, and feel free to call anyone that's in the Heart Center. You can see the help desk numbers on our website there, or you can call me or call Barbara or do any of the emails that are offered there for you on our website. We are here to serve, just as Elohim Virginia said, The deity serve. You deserve it. We deserve it. The deity, D-E, serve. Remember that. That was helpful to me. Good night.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you very much.
Bless you. Many blessings to you. Thank you.
Yes, and you too.
Thank you, Cindy. We love you. Bye.
Yes, love you too.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank
good
you,
night,
my
all.
Dear.
Good night.
Thank you.
Love to each of you.
Yes.
Love to you too.
Bye-bye.